This is hashtag gotta start somewhere. I'm Kate.
And I'm Val, and this is episode 7. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whenever you may be listening.
I don't know why I said good morning. That was kind of cool.
That's what one of my podcasters actually says. He'll start with good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I don't know when you're listening to this.
Oh, that's super cute. That's super cute.
So, Val, do you just want to get right into the shit show, which is SK and Raven?
Yeah, there's a lot going on just in pop culture in general.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, and we've been waiting. So our timeline is last week was Thanksgiving. So, you know, the holidays are super crazy. And all of this has been unfolding since the Thanksgiving week. So we haven't actually spoke about this in about 10 days.
Okay, so before we get to SK and Raven, can I just touch on something really quick? Like, this is PSA. I just thought about it.
Yes.
The new documentary on Casey Anthony just came out on Peacock. Please do not watch it. She is getting her bag. Like, one of my best friends started it last night, and I am really upset. Like, listen, you do what you got to do, but she is getting paid so much money, and I just don't watch it.
Okay, that's crazy you said that, because last night I logged in to watch Below Deck. And I saw this on the front page, and I thought I was being punked. I looked at it, and I said, excuse me? So no, absolutely not. We will not be supporting that at all. Because, like, you know, when you click on, like, when you don't even click on it and it starts to show the preview, I just hurry scrolled away because I couldn't believe it.
I think it's so disgusting. It is so disgusting that Peacock is doing this. And if it wasn't because Peacock has a stupid arrangement with Bravo and the stupid housewives and Miami is starting soon, I would cancel the shit out of Peacock.
Yeah.
Because now my money's going to her.
Right.
And it's like, this doesn't need to be glorified. I get all for documentary purposes, but now I feel like all these documentaries and all these shows are just glorifying the murderers.
Correct. And what I don't like about it is why should we see her side of the story when we know this, like you said, it's the glorification of it, and it's putting her in a victim state. Like, oh, you can now view her as a victim in all of this, when no, she's not at all.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's making money off of this, oh my God, that really grinds my gears. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I saw it last night and was like, what the hell is this?
No.
Okay. Now that we have that anger.
I know. I'm sorry. That was pretty, I just got really heated.
No, I did too.
Do you remember when the verdict happened?
Yes.
I was in front of my office at my first real estate job.
Yes. Me and my aunt got shirts that said Casey did it and wore them all over town. Okay.
Stop it. Do you have a do you still have that shirt?
I don't have the shirt, but I probably have a picture somewhere that I will need to find.
I need the picture, and I need that shirt now.
Okay. Because where my aunt lives was about 10 minutes where everything happens in Orlando. So when all of this was popping off, she was super into it because it happened right down the street from the house. So yeah, no,
what does she say? I guess you'll talk to her this weekend.
That Casey did it. We were all on the same page. It was clear as day. But the Casey Anthony trial was like our era's OJ.
Correct. Ooh, I like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that was our era with our age. So, and we were still pretty young when it happened, but we were still old enough to comprehend and realize what she did, you know?
I remember my oldest son was like 3 years old.
Right.
And I was like, how can you kill like your kid at 3 years old? How can you kill anybody? I mean, how can you kill your kid?
Well, no. I mean, I think especially for mothers, I don't – if there is one mother out there who thinks she's innocent, then I don't know what to tell you, but
– yeah, like you said, especially for mothers, like the dads or males, they're more – not they're not more suitable, but I guess it's the stigma, you know? They're not as attached and they do not have like that maternal – bond. And if you just kill your own kid, you are absolute like disgusting.
Yeah, just ugh. Well, yeah, so moral of the story, don't watch that. And I'm mad at Peacock for ever releasing it, but like you said, our reality TV is on there, so can't cancel, but all we can do is spread the word and tell everyone to not watch that, please, for the love of God, please. Okay, moving on to SK and Raven from Love is Blind season 3. So I'm just going to go ahead and start with a couple little things from the timeline. So on the 20th of November, a girl named Hannah B at Hannah Beth Style on TikTok posted a video that was pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Vague. She didn't post a name, but she posted like a video of herself, and these videos that I'm about to reference have been deleted. So she posted a video of herself with some text on the front of the video that said, you know, when you date someone on Love is Blind and they say this and that and blah, 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 pretty much just saying, you know, she got played and the person in Love is Blind got played. And I'm thinking to myself, who the hell is this? So I immediately run to the comments and everyone's like, SK, SK, SK. And I'm like, what? So then she posts a follow-up video with all the receipts and the timelines from, you know, 2019 to 2021. Because I think from what I can remember, the Love is Blind season was filmed in
2021.
So it was filmed in 2021. And this had been happening from 2019 to 2021. So had a full blown relationship with this woman. She had receipts of screenshots, timestamps where they were. She even goes to say that when she was with SK after the filming, you know, he just said it was like a fake fiance situation. And she saw him texting with Raven and Raven asking who this girl was. And
he really disappointed us. Like, I feel like, you know, that little clown emoji?
Yes.
That's us.
Painting our face. He bamboozled us all.
The shit out of us.
Because I think it was an episode or two ago, we were speaking about he and Brennan were the best ones.
Yes. We retract all of our statements with SK. Okay?
Yes.
Effective immediately.
We retract all those statements. We take all of those back. And no, bamboozled us all. So this video gets out. So Not Skinny But Fat on Instagram is posting all of this. And so it happens on TikTok, then it gets out on Instagram. There's this guy who is also —
oh, you follow Not Skinny Not Fat?
Yeah, because
I'm so proud of
Bravo.
Oh, so proud.
It's like the one trash page I follow.
No, but don't you follow Queen of Bravo?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I don't.
Oh, sad.
Maybe I will.
Just for me.
Just well, to
I,
satisfy you.
I post all
you.
Of her stuff all the time. Like, she does, like, the best content.
Yeah. I know you and a few other of my girlfriends also follow her. So, back to this Instagram page. She posts a screenshot of a girl named Jada Rice, who goes on to say, I also dated SK from Love is Blind in 2019, and I've been silent until now. I'm absolutely so heartbroken to hear that so many women were hurt by his antics, but I've always known he was a serial cheater after I found hair in his shower drain that was not mine. After speaking to another woman, it was also not hers. Earlier this year, SK told me that he and Raven did not end up together, which is why he flew me out to Oakland to be his date for a party themed Havana Nights. However, not only was he cheating on Hannah, but he was also cheating on Raven simultaneously. I am so happy this is all coming to light, and I pray that the people he hurt can heal from this. So,
who said this?
This is a girl named Jada Rice on Instagram. And this was posted to her story, and it was posted on the Not Skinny But Fat Instagram page. So she posts this around the same time after all this Hannah B stuff came out. So everyone is like, okay, all the receipts are there. Great. So then Raven and SK go to their stories and post, we've split up. We can't really speak about it because of legalities, but very generic, hey, we split up, we're dealing with the legalities of it all. So people start freaking out, like, what's the legalities? So everyone's saying Netflix is maybe suing them because, you know, SK was in a relationship before he went on the show. People are saying, you know, they planned it, so Netflix is on to them, gonna try and sue them, blah, blah, blah. All this comes out. Then there's a page I follow on TikTok at Emmanuel Acho. He is a Nigerian man, and when he found out about the whole Hannah B thing, he went on a whole deep dive with us all and was like, this is so embarrassing for Nigerian men. I don't claim him, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he comes out 4 days later with a theory that perhaps they were not a real couple at all. And
that's the theory that I'm more leaning into.
Correct. And I think that's what a lot of people now are leaning towards, because they have been, okay, if you look at the other couples, if you look at Matt and Colleen, if you look at Alexa and Brennan, they have, you know, they posted all their year when they couldn't post, like, oh, look at what we did when we couldn't post these pictures and these videos. And it's all these pictures of them on their honeymoons and doing like regular couple things and having holidays with their families. SK and Raven just have like had a few pictures on their page of them just like, okay, here's us here. And it was like four pictures, nothing from like, here was our journey then, here was our holidays together. So it was just like a few pictures here and there. So that was like, you know, obviously a red flag. And then when people were like, I just don't see the connection. I didn't see the connection they had in the pod. It looked kind of like fake. And then just their like body language on the show just looked a little, I mean, and if you recall in the show, she was not really into him. In the beginning, she was very like kind of standoffish on him and being like, oh, I kind of want to wait. And that's fine. Like, if you want to wait, that's fine. But just the body language between them two, she just looked like she didn't want to be there a lot of the time.
Yeah, no, I think it changed like somewhere in the middle of the season where I feel like they maybe talked off camera and be like, listen.
Exactly.
But I still think he's a dog because he still cheated on his girlfriend. He, like that girl, he was dating her for a whole year. He was taking her out to trips, to Europe, like.
Well, not to mention this other girl who spoke out.
Jada there's like Rice three girls.
Right. So moral of the story, he is a serial cheater.
Yeah.
And so now everyone is saying that, you know, they never really were together and it was all for publicity. And then fast forward to their sighting at Costco and people are like, well, maybe they are together or maybe they're just keeping up the appearance.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know, he's a dog, and I definitely think it's all for show. I mean, remember, like, these people get like little endorsement deals, you know? So if you're still together, you're going to get more sponsorships, you're going to get more whatever, clout. And I saw this one, maybe something on the one of the comments where it said that they're still living in another building, right? Because that show After the Altar is going to come out, so they have to be seen, you know, and all this stuff. And I totally forgot about After the Altar. Did we have an After the Altar? Yeah, for season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're not going to be just After the Altar like, oh, we're not together, blah, 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 blah. You know, because maybe, you know, I don't know.
Well, and that was another thing that SK kept defending himself with was, you know, I said no at the altar. So we weren't together. But then people were like, okay, but then... So then who were you with? Because then after that, like at the reunion, it was like, oh, you guys are together. So yeah, you said no at the altar, but you were still together.
And then, okay. And then let's talk about like his late Nigerian phone calls. Homie, you were not talking to Nigeria. Okay. You were literally talking to all your girls to try to keep them in check, the lies and everything. He had so many lies. I don't even know, like.
No, I agree. Like, he really bamboozled us all. When I saw all of this unfolding, I felt like my heart was broken.
Yes.
I was so disappointed because everyone was like, he's the best. And then this?
No. Okay, I do want to touch on the two girls in that episode, as Raven's friends. So one of the girls is not friends with her anymore. So she went on Instagram Live saying that, like, she knew that he was a serial cheater and blah, 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 blah. And that's why she made those faces. And everybody in the comments were like, why are you speaking out on behalf of the relationship when Raven hasn't? So that friendship fizzled out. And she's also trying to get her 5 minutes of fame.
Yeah. And try honestly, like Netflix, five seconds of fame.
Correct. And I don't even know if we said this on the pod or just in passing, but Netflix need to get like older men, or they need to do a better job screening these men, because now this is becoming toxic. It's not even an experiment anymore. Season two, nobody's together in season two. Okay. The only thing that came out of season two was the friendships of the girls. This group of girls, they don't even seem like they're that good friends. I mean, they all had each other's back in the reunion, but I mean, I don't know. It just something about the season seems so icky and off and toxic, and Netflix really needs to do better.
I agree. And listen, I hope that Netflix does research on SK if he was with someone, because then, like, I'm sorry, like you said, you need to do a better job of screening people, because you're not supposed to be in a relationship if you are doing this experiment.
Yeah, and if you want to be on a trashy just dating show, then make it a trashy dating show.
Correct. But this is people to find love, and that's it. Yeah, this was a really messy season. It was really messy. I did enjoy it. I think I honestly liked it more than season two. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But at least season two came out with the girlfriends, like you said. I love how close the girls are. Moral of the story, I don't know. Like, what a shit show. I mean, I hope the two couples from this season last, because like you said, no one lasted in season two. And it's like, is this experiment even worth it anymore, given the like track record of the past couple seasons?
Yes, absolutely. Because
you also had, you know, hot messes last season.
Of young people.
That's the thing. Get these young people out of there. And I know it's hard with like social media, and especially to like keep quiet after filming and all that. And you have to keep everything under wraps. Because like you said, there's a lot of like internet sleuths out there and stuff. But there needs to be an age situation and a better screening process, like you said, because this young thing is just, it doesn't work.
And We're tired. Ugh. We want to see success. Like, I have I watched The Housewives for drama. You know, right. I just want success.
But I think Love is Blind does play off that drama a little bit now, because they know people like the drama with reality TV.
So like Zainab, she was too dramatic for me. I did not like her one bit. Like,
yes.
I'm sure we could do a whole segment
on Zainab.
Yeah. I think that she's definition of like a true narcissist.
That was just a disaster.
I want to switch on Housewives for a little bit, because it's tis the season, right? And our homie Jen Shaw, she was supposed to get sentenced December 15th. And like, as much as I love Jen Shaw, she's out here in these streets acting like she's not about to be sentenced. Okay. She's fighting with people like on the streets. People from TMZ are recording her. And like, listen, that's just her personality, that she can truly say she doesn't do anything for clout. Like, if you're the bag boy bagging her bags wrong, like, she will curse you out if you like broke something. Okay. So that's just her. So she requested an extension to now January 6th. And like, it's so sad that her days are coming to an end. And listen, I know that she defrauded so many old people. Like, I know, but now I'm not going to have her on my screen. And I know this is very toxic of me to say.
No, Val. She needs to be arrested.
And she's definitely going to be sentenced. I just hope she's not sentenced as much as the Chrisleys are, which that's a lot of years. 12 years and 7.
Wow. Yeah, you did say Chrisley's getting 12 years. Listen, I don't know what to tell you. Like, these people think they're invincible.
Right.
And at one point or another, you're going to get caught. So, and then especially the fact that she's still denied.
Like, listen, not for nothing. If I was out here being so messy and fraud and doing frauds and everything, tax invasions, do you think that I'm going to be on a reality TV show, have them film my life? Absolutely not. I'm going to stay quiet in my little house, inside my closet, and keep to myself.
Right, because then you're under a microscope automatically. So, and I don't know how these people think they're going to get away with these things. It doesn't really make sense to me.
It makes no sense, but hey, the Chrisleys did it for like 10 years.
Yeah, they did. I never watched that show. Did you?
Me neither.
I just knew of them.
Me too. They just got famous from – how did they even get that show?
I don't know.
Okay, well, damn.
We're really knowledgeable on that subject.
We're really
– But it's funny because I was reading this timeline article about Jen Shaw – how she still was kind of going off like, oh yeah, no, it's my business and, you know, I'm self-made and I'm this and that. And I was like, yo, you're just out here scamming people.
No, she went from season one to like a decent house to like season two. And she had all these assistants. Like, homie thought she was Sonya with all her little interns. But no, she was out here defrauding the old people.
Damn.
And you know we love our old people.
I know, we do. Please don't disrespect the oldies, okay?
Come on. They don't have a lot of money left. They just gotta – well, no.
I know. And listen, I had to have a talk with my dad about it because they get so gullible at a certain age where they think, oh, you know, and all these like texts that go out. I told my dad, I said, don't click anything. Don't click any links. Don't provide any information, because people will just call and be like, hey, so-and-so happened, need your social, and they'll give it to them. No, we need a crash course for all of our oldies out there, our beloved oldies.
Oh my God. Speaking about crash course, did you see that little viral video that's going around of an Apple guy doing a little course on Apple phone 101, how to use your iPhone? And it was, the whole room was filled of older people.
Oh my God. I love
that.
This
was at the Apple store. And I think I saved it. I'll send it to you. When I tell you, oh. I shed a tear. It was so beautiful.
Well, that's what they need. I mean, you can't just hand them an iPhone and be like, here, figure it out. Like, you absolutely need a course on how to do that. Yeah. I mean, I'm learning stuff about my iPhone, like features
absolutely.
And stuff like that.
Absolutely. Every day. I don't even use it to its full potential. So maybe exactly. I need a crash course too.
Right. With that being said, would you like to end us off on a high note, Val?
Yes, ma'am. So, since this is good morning, I'm going to do a little affirmation. Woo-woo. Look at me saying it correctly. Okay. I enjoy a healthy lifestyle because I am committed to creating healthy habits. And I just want to say is that it's okay that if you fall off the wagon and hashtag gotta start somewhere. I haven't been to the gym in like 4 months and I'm going to go today. And
it's all about
okay.
balance.
And it's okay if you fall off the wagon.
It is okay.
With whatever journey you are, you know, whether it be like dieting, gym, studying, like taking a few semesters off, like school, whatever the case may be. You know, sometimes you need a couple months to just rejuvenate yourself, like my mother said.
I agree. And also, I did want to point, the holidays are among us. And I feel like everything kind of goes to shit routine-wise around the holidays. So whatever you can do around the holidays, you're doing great, sweetie.
Correct. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, hope you have a great rest of your day. And all we right. will be back next week with another episode.
Until next time, bye.